Good evening. This is January the 8th, 2021, on a Friday evening, and we've come together to worship the Lord, to thank Him, to be encouraged in His Word, to know more about our God through His Son, Jesus Christ, through His Spirit. It's so good to be together tonight. Thank you for joining us. Would you share this with someone? Let's see how many people we can bless. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we praise you and thank you for another day. We thank you that you are in control of everything. We thank you that there's not a thing that gets past you, that you know all that's happening in everyone's life, in the lives of every single person throughout the world, and you love them. You love all of us, Father. Thank you that you are a God of love. Help us to know you and to understand that no matter what happens in our lives, Father, that you know all about it and you're working all things together for good to those of us that love you. Oh, and we do love you, Father, because you first loved us. You showed us that through sending your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to pay the price for our sin. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in our place. Thank you for all the suffering you went through for us. Thank you for healing all of our diseases. Thank you for forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and praise you. And Father, today I just pray that people are looking to you, that they are acknowledging you in all their ways. You said that if we would do that, that you would direct our paths. How wonderful, Father. How could we ask for anything more than the Creator of the universe to direct our paths? Oh, Father, forgive us. Forgive us when we go our own way. Forgive us of our pride. Forgive us of the things we do in our flesh apart from the Lord Jesus. Help us to abide in the Lord, to bring glory to your name, to love you and love one another. Fill our hearts with love today, Lord. Give us the gift of love. You said that is the most important thing, to love you with all of our hearts and to love one another. We can't do that apart from you. Thank you, Father, for changing our lives, giving us new hearts as we trusted and relied on the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit, that we might glorify you, that we might truly worship you and honor you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it's so good to be with you today. I believe that God has given me a wonderful message for all of us today. And I want to say hello to our friends up in West Virginia. I just got a notice that some of our brothers and sisters, they're dealing with snow today. And so I got a suggestion. When God gives you snow, make snow ice cream. I tell you, when I was a little boy in Alderson, West Virginia, I loved to see the fresh snow, and Mom would always give me a big bowl and tell me, go scoop up right off the top now and get that fresh snow and bring it to me and I'll fix some snow ice cream. And she would take some milk and vanilla extract and sometimes even throw in an egg or two, and she'd stir it up real good. Oh my goodness, put a little sugar in it, vanilla flavoring, and that was so good. You know, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Right.
Take whatever comes your way and ask God to use you to turn it around to bring honor and glory to Him.
Amen.
I'm very happy to be here today and to tell you that each and every day, my knees are getting so strong, and even thinking about maybe going out in a boat and going fishing here pretty soon. But, you know, the main thing I want to do is be able to serve God.
Amen.
And I've asked Him to give me the ability to minister and give us good health for at least 10 more years of bringing the gospel.
Amen.
And wherever God opens a door,
yes,
Pastor Nikki and I want to go through it. I want to thank God for the open door at Indian Meadows campground up in West Virginia.
Yes.
What a wonderful church we have. I have no idea what we're going to do, whether the church will be open, but I do know that we're going to have church on Sunday somewhere. And God will make a way. And my heart's up there with you guys today.
Yes.
I want to say hello to Carol Blankenship from Ashland, Kentucky, I believe it is. And for Loretta Webb, I believe she's in Virginia. Somewhere. Listen, you know where you are. And God knows where you are.
And Steve Robinette.
And so we just want to say thank each and every one of you.
Yes, Jamie.
If you really get a blessing, share that with your friends. And you know what? You may be the one, if you share it to your friends, you may be the one that someone will click on and give their heart to Jesus.
Amen.
And there you go.
Amen.
There you go. So just share this with your friends, if you don't mind.
Amen.
And so today we're going to sing a song that says, "Oh, I want to see Him." And you know that should be our desire. Above things getting back to normal, I don't believe they'll ever get back to normal. I believe we're going to have to adjust to a lot of changes. But we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Amen.
And so I have a longing to see Him. I also have a longing to take as many with me.
Yes.
To be a part of the kingdom. You know, it's a joint adventure. When the Lord saves you and you're born again, then you have a responsibility as a disciple. Listen, you're a disciple. You may say, "Well, I'm not a preacher." So what? You may say, "I'm not a teacher." So what? You're still a disciple, and God has a specific use for you in His kingdom.
Amen.
God is dependent on born-again Christians to fulfill the commission He's given all of us.
Yes.
To take the gospel throughout the whole world.
Amen.
And I'm proud to say today that Jesus is my Savior, and I shall not be moved.
No way.
Like a tree that's planted by the water.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And yes, I want to see Him. But I'm getting a glimpse of Him right here on this earth. I'm getting a glimpse. I'm getting a glimpse. And I pray you will too. All right, let's praise Him now. Here we go. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without revenge. But my Lord lead me on, through Him I must win. Yes, Lord. Oh, I want to see Him. Oh, heart, he will safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love him so.
Well, come on, let's sing it.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go.
Folks, we gotta start singing.
Pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson throne. Many arrows pierced my soul from without within.
Yes, you turn our ashes into beauty.
Leads me on through him. I must win.
Oh, play it now. Forever. You know, our life is short, isn't it?
It is, really.
Our life is short, like a vapor, and the Bible says it's full of trouble.
Amen.
And you know, the main thing that we need to understand is that we cannot deal with a sinful world in our own self.
No.
That we need to turn to the one that came from his kingdom of glory as a baby born in a manger, grew up as a man, was a perfect sacrifice.
Amen.
He was tempted in all ways, the Bible says, that we are tempted.
Yes.
So don't think that Jesus Christ doesn't know what it's like to be tempted.
No, he does.
But he sinned not. And that's the important thing.
Amen.
I beg of you today, we've got to get our mind off of the things that's going on, and we need to get our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki's going to come and read some of the scriptures that God has put in my spirit today, and then I'm going to do my best to bring what the Holy Ghost puts in my heart. And I pray that God will prepare your heart for the food that comes out of the Word of God.
Amen.
Man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And right here it is.
Amen.
In this book called the Bible.
Amen. I can remember before I was born again that my life was falling apart, and I can see myself now. I was sitting beside the pool in the apartment complex I was living in at the time, and I had my Bible with me, and I opened it up and began reading in the book of Corinthians, and the Lord continued to lead me farther and farther, closer and closer into his loving arms. The word was what I needed to feed myself, and I'm so glad the Lord showed me that everything I needed was in this word. Oh, how he changed my life. Well, this is what Jesus said, and it's recorded by Matthew in Matthew 5, verses 43 through 48. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now that tells us what we need to do, doesn't it?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Nikki.
Yes.
There's a couple things that I want to speak to you today that God has put in my heart. And that's jealousy. And jealousy, hatred, feeds on jealousy. Hatred is something that if you don't go to God and get help with it, it can destroy you. Hatred is trying to destroy our country. Hatred is trying to destroy our family. Hatred is trying to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ. Hatred is breaking up long-time friendships. Hatred is coming between children and their fathers and mothers. Hatred is something that God does not tolerate out of his people.
No.
And Jesus was saying that we need to love our enemies. Now, there's something that God has put in my heart. Loving your enemies does not mean that you have to be there around them all the time. You don't have to call them every day. You don't have to appease them. Some people you have to love at a distance.
That's right.
But you can do it. You know why I say you can do it? Because I've learned to do it. You can love people, but you do not have to follow the same path as those that have hurt you, persecuted you, took advantage of you, want to destroy you in any way they can. You know, they hated Jesus. But you know what God turned that hatred for Jesus into? Salvation for you and me.
Amen.
That hatred to where they thought, well, if we kill him, we'll get rid of him. Let me tell you something. Your enemies cannot destroy God's plan for you.
Amen.
God had a plan by sending his son Jesus to be able for you and me to be with him eternally. Jesus took the sins of the whole world upon him.
Amen.
And while he was dying with his last breath, struggling to get enough air in his lungs because he was filling up with water, he couldn't get rid of the air because he couldn't move. He couldn't move in his lungs and his heart. The water was filling up around and he couldn't get rid of. But you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. People that hate us, people that hate other people, they don't realize that they are destroying themselves. You cannot come against someone that God has anointed for a specific work. And you cannot come against them and try to destroy them because of jealousy.
Amen.
You know, the worst thing we can do as God's people and even as a lost person is to look around and be jealous when somebody else is being blessed.
Amen.
You know, the old saying, when you got houses beside of each other, you got to try to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to keep up with nobody. Listen, God gives what he wants to give to different people.
That's right.
And jealousy is what hatred feeds on. Listen, the Bible says that when somebody is being blessed, we need to rejoice with them.
That's right.
And when somebody's sad, when somebody loses a spouse, a husband, or a wife, or something terrible comes into the family, we need to weep with them.
Yes.
The worst thing we can do is be like Job's friends and judge him or judge them and tell them, well, you know, if you get right with God, everything will be all right. That's not necessarily true. When you're right with God, you're going to have to fight battles. When you're right with God, you're going to be hated.
That's right.
Jesus said, you will be hated for my name's sake. And so why do we think it a strange, fiery trial whenever our friends turn on us? You know what that's a sign of? Jealousy, hatred. They want to have what we have. But you know what? When God gives you something, the devil can't take it away. And I'm not jealous of what anybody's got.
Amen.
If I see a preacher or a pastor driving a brand new car, I don't say, I don't know why God don't give me one because I'm serving him. I'm just as happy driving that 2005 car, that 2003 pickup, and that 2006 handicap van. I'm just happy driving it because that's what God give me.
That's right.
If God wants me to have something other than what I have, he'll give it to us.
Right.
We don't have to be jealous.
No.
We don't have to hate people. It all walks hand in hand. Jealousy and hatred walks hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because once we start being jealous of what God is doing and giving someone else, you see, the religious people of Jesus' day was jealous.
Yes.
Why were they jealous? Because Jesus, the Bible says, went about doing good. And the people were drawn to him.
Yeah, crowds.
And so they were jealous because nobody was giving them any attention. And another thing, too, they hated Jesus because he told them the truth.
Yeah.
Beloved, I want to say this. We as Christians have got to tell people the truth.
Yes.
Now, some people will say we're meddling in their life. Some people will say we're preaching to them. Some people are saying we're beating them over the head with the Word of God when we're simply telling the truth. Jesus told the truth. And therefore, the religious people hated him. They wanted to get rid of him. But let me say this to you today. They didn't get rid of Jesus. And they're not going to get rid of Jesus' followers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can take her life. They can take her life. But that's all they can get. But you know, Jesus gives us eternal life.
Amen.
So actually, they done us a favor. You know, we've got to realize that when God is watching over us and we're living according to His godliness and His principles and the way of life that Jesus lived when He walked this earth, Jesus said, love your enemies.
That's right.
And you know, the Bible says you can heap coals of fire upon people's head when you do what's right. And you don't try to retaliate against their jealousy and against their hatred. Jesus said, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. That's hard. That's hard for us.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, inside every one of us there's something that says, I want to get even. I want to pay them back double what they've done to me. But God says, I'll pay them back double. You need to stay out of it.
Amen.
You need to love your enemies. You need to pray for them. And that we can be the children of our Father,
Amen.
Which is in heaven. Because He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And sends rain on the just and unjust.
Amen.
Bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people.
That's right.
But let me say this, as a child of God, God will take what was meant for evil and turn it around for good. I'm experiencing that right now. I'm experiencing that, Pastor Nicky and I. God is blessing us. God has blessed us with our own place here in Salt Springs. God has given us favor with this community here. God has given us the best internet that I've ever had that we can do the good news. We are in contact with some of the people in the nursing homes in Ocala. God is, you know, God has prepared my knees to where I can go do the work that He's called me to do. And what we have to do is be patient.
Amen.
Be patient and wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If I can say anything that will really grab a hold of you, is that God has a good plan for your life.
Yes.
And you have to let God be God.
Amen.
And you can't let bitterness, I call bitterness and hatred the same thing, because that's what it is. You can't let things take over your life that's going to destroy your walk with God.
Amen.
That's going to take away from your day.
Yes.
God wants to bless you every day, Monday through Sunday. And when we wake up of a morning, we need to get rid of the negative and ask God for the positive and start thanking Him for all that He's done. You know, people want to pray and tell God how to do His business.
Right.
When I pray, 99% of my prayer is thanking God for what He's done. I thank Him for my precious wife. First of all, I thank Him for salvation. And the most important thing, I thank Him every prayer that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nobody can take that name out of that book. Only Jesus Christ is qualified to open it up and call my name out one day.
Amen.
And so it's important for us to realize that we've got to have this heart of love. If there's somebody that has hurt you bad, and you know what kind of person they are, you've been around them long enough to know who they are and what they're all about, you have to love them from a distance.
Right.
But you got to love them, because if you don't love and forgive them, then our Father in heaven, He'll always love us, but He won't forgive us until we forgive those that have hurt us.
Amen.
Jesus said in the last 48th verse, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You want to know how to be perfect? You've got to love God You've got to love your neighbor, and you've got to forgive those that hurt you, and don't let a root of bitterness crop up inside of you that will turn into hatred and jealousy.
Amen.
Because it'll ruin your life. It'll ruin the lives of your family. The people around you are affected by what you say and do.
Amen.
And especially if you've got children, the words that come out of your mouth is going into their mind.
Amen.
And when they grow up, they'll have that same bitterness and hatred and want to be number one. You know, I don't care nothing about being number one, but I do want to love God back.
Amen.
Nothing we can do can change His love for us.
No.
I've got a family member that she told Nikki the other day, I don't believe in God. And I heard Pastor Nikki say to her with love in her heart, well, you can believe what you want to believe, but I'm going to believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, nobody, no man has ever saved anybody but the man Jesus.
That's right.
Only God can save a soul. And so we just need to continue to live the life, to walk in His love and His favor.
That's right.
And His blessings.
Yes.
And to know that the most important thing are the things of the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to close with a song today that says, Fill My Way with Love. And I'm just imploring you. The Spirit is saying to me again, you can love people from a distance. You can love them from a distance, but you got to love them. You got to love them. This old song. Now, yeah, you got to pray for them, Pastor Nikki.
That's right.
You got to pray for them. We love you. We'll see you Sunday with our Sunday worship. See you Monday with the good news. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to that land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with the song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love.
Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam.
Together now. Fill my way every day with love.
With love.
As I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, you did not give an invitation for someone to get saved.
Amen.
And I want to give you that invitation.
Yes.
What would you give in exchange for your soul? You're more important than all the wealth in this whole universe, galaxies and galaxies of galaxies. Your soul is more important.
Amen.
I want to tell you, God loves you.
Yes.
And if there's ever been a time when God is calling, He's calling now. I preached at Indian Meadows this past year. We're in the beginning of sorrows. Read the Bible. The beginning of sorrows, everything is happening as Jesus said it was going to happen. This is the beginning of the end.
Amen.
And I want to say to you, God the Father wants you in heaven with Him.
Yes.
Nothing you've done is too bad that God won't forgive you and wipe your slate clean.
That's right.
Would you repent of your sins and be willing to try a better way?
Yes.
A better way of life with the Holy Spirit guiding you in everything you do?
Amen.
Would you come to Him now? Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You would be drawing those that are lost right now to the saving power of Jesus Christ. And I pray for our brothers and sisters throughout this world that You would strengthen them. And Lord, let us get our heads screwed on straight and realize what the most important thing is. That's loving You and loving our neighbor. And to realize we're all disciples. We all have a job to do. No job is real big and no job is real small.
That's right.
It's all important. It's number one to You, God, that we do what we've been called to do.
Amen.
Right now, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I love You. Pastor Nikki, would you come and just tell everybody we'll see Him Sunday, okay?
Okay.
And Monday for the good news.
All right. Sunday, church service at 10 a.m. and Monday at 5 p.m. We love you all. We're praying for you all. Pray for us. In Jesus' precious name. Bye for now.